So, Sheldon, how's it feel to get beaten up by a girl?
It's not the first time. I have a twin sister whose assaults began in utero. If only I'd had the presence of mind to reabsorb her, then I'd have a mole with hair in it instead of a tedious yearly Christmas letter.
Gentlemen, have you come to the realization that the only reasonable course of action is to sell the ring and divide the money?
No.
I was afraid of that. Go ahead.
Greetings from Mumbai. I am Raj's attorney, Venkatesh Kutrapali.
Also my cousin.
You brought a lawyer?
Don't answer that. I'll get straight to the point. My client's prepared to surrender any interest he has in the ring in exchange for 2 Kawasaki jet skis.
We're not giving him 2 jet skis.
Look, we're big boys. Why don't we just cut to the chase and meet in the middle? 1 Kawasaki jet ski, done and done.
No jet skis!
All right, forget the jet skis.
Forget the jet skis? That was a line in the sand. What happened to tear them a new one?
What can I say? They played hardball. We lost.
You're useless.
I told you that when you hired me.
I'm signing off now.
Call your mother. She worries.
Okay, just so you know, if we're bringing in cousins who are lawyers, prepare for shock and awe. You know what? I am ending this. Penny didn't want to hold the ring anymore. She gave it to me. I have it. I'm sending it back.
Where's the ring?
You mean this ring?
Next time, be aware of your surroundings while urinating in a public men's room.
Give me that.
No, it's mine.
It's all of ours. Okay, this is ridiculous.
Then let go.
I'm not letting go. You let go.
But I say this ring belongs to the last person who can hold on.
Fine, but can't we go home and start this?
Sure. Let go of the ring.
All right, it starts now.
You do realize there's a giant bug movie marathon tonight on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Wait! My laptop!
This becomes idiotic.
And it wasn't when we were driving like this.
I would advise the three of you that resistance is futile. I have endless patience. I once spent 2.5 hours on hold with Hewlett-Packard customer service just to complain about their customer service.
You want to talk about endless patience? Penny made me watch all 5 seasons of Sex and the City.
There's 6 seasons, dude.
Oh, crap!
No. The 6th season is great. We go to Paris with Carrie and get our heart broken, and then Mr. Big shows up. We don't know if we can trust him again. It's a wild ride.
Door.
Okay, everybody. And plié. And relevé.
What you doing?
Last one holding the ring decides its fate. I know, it sounds silly.
No. You are my boyfriend. Nothing you do is silly to me.
Thank you.
FYI, this is a bag from Victoria's Secret.
I'm out.
I'm sorry, Mom. I have to stay late at the office.
No, he doesn't. He's lying to you.
Will you be quiet?
So if you want privacy, let go of the ring.
I'm so glad we came to this Gentile strip club. However, here's more bacon to tuck into the Shiksa's G-string.
I'll call you back.
I
think it's lovely you call your mommy and let her know you're going to be late for dinner. From what I know about these things, if a woman doesn't breastfeed on time, it's very uncomfortable for her boobies.
Don't you talk about my mother's boobies.
If you're offended, let go of the ring and go on home to your mother's boobies.
Excellent, excellent. Tire each other out. The ring will be mine. Howard, why don't you go after Raj's mother?
Why don't we go after your mother?
Go ahead. I have no illusions about my mother. She is a kind, loving, religiously fanatical right-wing Texan with a slightly out-of-scale head and a mild Dr. Pepper addiction. Anything you'd like to add? That's not going to get you anywhere. Better pull out the big gun.
You're right. Let's talk about your grandmother.
No. I call no meemaws.
Think about this. The only way your mother was born was your meemaw had sex.
I don't want to hear this. Then let go of the ring and walk away. Never. All right, I'll bet your meemaw didn't just have sex to have your mother. I bet she had sex because she liked it. Stop it.
Yeah, meemaw did the nasty.
I said stop it. We're getting to them. Waterfalls.
What?
Waterfalls. Crashing waves. Babbling brooks. What are you doing? Subliminal messaging. I'm going to make you want to pee. Dripping faucets, leaky gutter, peeing.
It's not working, dude.
No, oh, it's working all right. I have to pee.
Then let go of the ring and go.
Well, actually, I wouldn't mind going too.
Fine, on the count of three. One, two...
Wait, just to clarify, when you get to three, do we stand up or do we pee? We stand up. Excellent choice.
Three.
Something tells me this was a bad day to wear suede shoes.
I've done it. I've won. The ring is mine. It's mine! We're going to clean it up and make it pretty. My own. My love. My precious.
It's in a FedEx box on its way back to where it came from.
The fires of Mount Doom?
Peter Jackson's office in New Zealand. It wasn't ours.
You quit the game. You had no right to take it.
I came in here. You guys were all sleeping. The ring was on the floor. No one was touching it.
Well, so then we start the game over until there's a winner.
There wasn't ever going to be a winner. There was going to be a selfish, petty person with a ring and three people who used to be his friend. Is that really what you guys want? Because if it is, fine. I don't want anything to do with you. And I don't know what happened in that bathroom, but I am not cleaning it up.
My precious.
Give us the precious.
Give it! Get off of me!
Give me the ring! It's mine!
I gotta go back to dating dumb guys from the gym.